good looking. What you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me? I don't know if that's supposed to be suggestive or not. That's an old song. But looking good. We want to be good looking. We try to put our best foot forward and we want to look good. And aren't we supposed to? And man, what about when we can't? Corner of Truth and Life starting now. And welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and looking good. I always wanted to look good, and I am about to turn 50, and I have never succeeded. Yeah, some people were the beautiful people. When I was in college, we had what we called the beautiful people. And we probably meant it slightly derisively and maybe even a bit jealously. They were the people that the media department, when they needed to make up a new ad campaign, when they were putting together a calendar or a poster or whatever, these are the people that would be asked to put on whatever and go stand out by the college sign or pose, and they would take their pictures to put in the catalog, to put on the posters. I never, ever once got called for that. And me and a couple of my friends, we never got called for that because we were not the beautiful people. Now, I mean, I'm not a cave troll, I don't think. Though I am kind of short, so I haven't checked. I should probably do one of those ancestry DNA tests and find out if I have some cave troll. But anyway, I don't think I'm grotesque, but I'm not a beautiful person. And I'm probably not going to be. I have been working on trying to be a little more physically fit so that when I get out of the shower and look in the mirror, I don't like want to throw up. But I'm never going to be like turning heads. And many of us aren't. And I live here in Western Maine, and there are some beautiful people. But the vast majority of us are really, really good at just being kind of normal. And, I mean, again, I don't see very many people like, oh my word, they're hideous. But we don't have a lot of traffic stoppers either. I have a cousin who's a model. She's beautiful. But they're not the regular people as far as that. They're not the norm. They're a little prettier than everybody else. But boy, we'd like to be. And then sometimes we feel like we're supposed to be. And what happens when looking good becomes an expectation? I was reading even an article today about, you know, when you go to church, you should dress up. And that's a thing that you always used to do. If you come to Bean's Corner, you won't see people dressing up as much. But it was always accepted that you should. And I definitely don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, dressing up is good. Business people dress up to go to work. You dress up to go to a wedding. Special events, we tend to dress up. And that's an argument for dressing up for church is, well, every week should be a special event, and I'm 100% okay with that. I agree with that. The problem, the where it starts getting dicey and where we start having trouble is when we turn into should and have to. And then it extends beyond putting on a tie or a dress or something like that, or having the right haircut, and it becomes about not just what clothes you wear, but what you look like, what your life looks like. And we feel like we're supposed to be good, and many times we want to be good-looking, and not just physically. We want people to look at us and see a good person. We want them to see good in us. And so we're on alert for how people perceive us and how people look at us. And we aren't just thinking about whether they think we're beautiful or handsome. It's whether they are attracted to us as a person. Are we attractive? Do we look good? And that brings a whole new set of pressures. I have watched men and women go to great lengths to hide their ugly spots. There are families that are built around keeping the ugliness hidden. The bad habit, the addiction, the illness, the broken relationship. Hide it. As a pastor, I have watched pastors whose homes are struggling. Kids maybe are rebellious. Maybe a marriage isn't healthy. And pastors, because, well, everybody looks up to me, they feel they have to hide it. They have to conceal what's going on. Sometimes they say, well, I'm protecting my family. Well, really, you're protecting yourself. You're afraid that people will see something ugly when you're supposed to look good. We want to look good. We want people to see goodness. And so if you don't have it readily available, you can fake it, right? You can show it. You can put on the best. Cover it up. You know, that's what makeup's for, right? To put on, make it beautiful when it's not naturally beautiful. And many of our lives are not naturally beautiful. They're naturally messy, you know? So we want to use the filter on the phone to smooth out the creases, the wrinkles, the pimples, the scars, to hide the ugly parts. So that when people look, they'll say, oh, look, you're good. And the internet lets us do that sometimes, you know? You put off the good stuff and you hide the bad stuff. Or if the bad stuff cannot be completely hidden, at least it can be managed, framed, decorated. And this is our natural tendency. We do this. So now the big question is, do we have to? And more importantly, when it comes to approaching God, do we feel an obligation to? Such that the failure to do so requires us to fake it. Requires us to put on an outward adornment that is not reflected inwardly. But this is what God wants, right? And of course, if you read through the Bible, what you'll see is that that is not what God wants. Nope. But boy, we've been sold that a lot. In fact, it's really interesting. In the book of James, it talks about, because it's talking about that it was so easy to fall back into the law. The Jews that had come to Christ as Messiah had come out of a pretty strict Judaism where you followed the Old Testament law. And even as things moved forward and the Gentiles got involved, they kept religiousizing it and building this set of rules, including a kind of asceticism where, you know, boy, you've got to abstain from everything. And James takes issue with that. He says, you know, these strict rules of denying the body everything. And he's not talking about just, you know, self-control. He's talking about this rule-based outward denial. Do not touch, do not taste, he says. He says, to be sure, these do have the appearance of wisdom. They do look, they make it look like you're committed. They make it look like you're in. He goes, but they don't change you. They don't change your heart. They're useless in changing what's inside. And Jesus was very upset with the Pharisees because they were good at following the rules. They looked great. Everyone looked at the Pharisees and saw people that were like the best. And Jesus says, guys, he compares them to a cup first. He says, you're like a cup and you, You wash the outside of the cup, but you need to wash the inside of the cup. The inside of the cup's dirty. And if you wash the inside of the cup, the outside would be okay. And then he says, you're also like tombs. Now in Israel, and I've been over there, I was over there a couple decades ago now, but there's graves everywhere. And they whitewash them. So a graveyard's like shiny. He goes, you guys are like that. He goes, you look beautiful. You're cleaned on the outside. You are so clean and shiny. You're whitewashed. But inside, you're full of dead man's bones. And that's a vivid picture. He goes, you're rotten inside. And that's what Jesus was concerned about. That's what God was concerned about way back when he had Samuel help, you know, picking out the next king. And Samuel sees David's big brother, who's a tall, handsome guy. He goes, this is the guy. And God's like, nope, 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 he's not. Man looks at what people look like, but I look at their insides. I look at their heart. He goes, that's not my guy. I'm looking for something different. I'm looking for a changed heart. And yet so often we are so caught up on our behavior. And I'm not saying our behavior doesn't matter, but it's not the most important thing. And between having a heart towards God and having good behavior, God says, I'd prefer the heart towards God. Because if you give me your heart, I'll help you with the behavior. And that means we have to just be honest about our behavior sometimes and say, you know, it's those ugly parts. My kids aren't perfect. My marriage isn't perfect. I'm not perfect. I struggle. I have untidy parts of myself. I am not always beautiful. Sometimes I'm ugly. And we don't celebrate our ugliness, but we got to admit it. And when it shows up, not hide it. Our ugliness is not a badge of honor to wear. Sometimes authenticity, we think, means parading our ugliness. No, we should address our ugliness, but we should let God address our ugliness instead of us trying to put makeup on it. Trying to frame it in a better way. To make ourselves look okay. Sometimes we need to say, no, that wasn't okay. I have to do that with my kids. I have to sometimes say, you know what? Daddy didn't react well. I was wrong. I was just wrong. I mean, I can make excuses. You were being annoying. I was overtired. And those are true. But I'm trying to dress up something that's just ugly. And I have ugly parts to me. I'm an ugly person. And rather than try to be one of the beautiful people, rather than try to put on a good show and to look good, I need to let God into the inside and let him clean the inside. And as he does that, I'm different. And when the inside of the cup is cleaned out, the outside doesn't get so dirty. And I'm better off. And now I'm not faking it. And it's hard to be called a hypocrite when the inside is the most important thing. So think about that today. If you've put a lot of effort into looking like a good person, maybe you should stop. Don't become a bad person, but let God change the inside so you don't have to fake it anymore. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North J. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.